Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Monday, January 29th, 2018. It's Monday, so that means we're talking new video game releases for the week. Not the huge week we saw last week, but some interesting releases, including tomorrow, January 30th, the release here in North America and in Europe of Dissidia Final Fantasy NT. This is the RPG fighting game from Square Enix that takes the Final Fantasy worlds and mixes them all up. Heroes and villains from across the Final Fantasy franchise puts them together in epic and strategic team battles. These are three-on-three battles, brawler battles with online and offline play. You can select from over 23 characters and summons. It is a very popular game in Japan, now finally coming to PlayStation 4 tomorrow, January 30th. Another release for January 30th is the VR shooter Cold Iron. This is a demonic western where you take control of a pistol that has been possessed by a hungry spirit. You duel, you fight demons, and you progress through virtual reality worlds and puzzles. There are actually puzzles in this shooter as well. It looks really cool. It's described this way on its Steam page. Imagine if Punch-Out married Stranger Things and they honeymooned in Westworld. They say you need speed, accuracy, and cunning to defeat this puzzle shooter that contains a complete narrative experience told in bite-sized VR chunks. That's Cold Iron, and it's coming to all the major VR platforms, HTC Vive, Oculus Touch, and PlayStation VR, tomorrow, January 30th. Another VR game that's hitting PlayStation VR that same day, tomorrow, January 30th, is Out of Ammo. This has been out for the PC VR headsets for a while now, but it is hitting PlayStation VR for the first time. And it's a clever concept. It combines a strategic layer where you set up defenses from a god mode, pulled back, overseeing perspective. And then once you've set up your strategy, allows you to jump in and play individual units on the battlefield. Out of Ammo is arriving for the first time on PlayStation VR tomorrow. And in fact, over on my other show, DLC, at 5x5.tv/DLC, we're giving away some codes for this one. So if you want to check out the newest episode that just hit this morning, visit 5x5.tv/DLC and listen for your way to win a code if you own PlayStation VR for Out of Ammo. Thursday, February 1st sees the release of Night in the Woods on Nintendo Switch. This is an indie darling that has already been out on PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One. But it arrives on Switch for the first time February 1st. This is a story-focused platforming exploration game set in a world of anthropomorphic animals. It revolves around a college dropout named May as she tries to get reacquainted with her hometown. I've heard nothing but great things about Night in the Woods. In fact, many of you put it as one of your top three games of 2017 when we were talking about those at the end of last year. Lots of people recommending Night in the Woods, and what better way to play it than handheld on Nintendo Switch as of Thursday. Then on Friday, the last big release of the week is EA's UFC 3, the latest in the Ultimate Fighting Championship series from EA Sports. This attempts to create as realistic a UFC fighting experience as possible on consoles. They have revamped the striking system in this new iteration and added the new greatest of all time career mode, which is a lot like the FIFA 18 story mode, where you get to dictate your character's choices during their journey through a career, including promotional decisions to help build hype for fights, how you gain fans, how you earn money through big contracts, and how you go about preparing for your fights. Looks to be a big step forward for the franchise, and it releases on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on Friday, February 2nd. I want to tell you about a game I've put a whole bunch of hours into over the weekend, and that's Monster Hunter World. Now, I'm not a seasoned Monster Hunter player. I never really got into the franchise on handheld or any of the previous iterations that have so captured the large and ravenous fan base. So forgive me for coming at this from a total noob perspective, but there's probably a lot of people who will have Monster Hunter World be their first real Monster Hunter, and I'm that guy, and I gotta tell you, I am loving it. Loving it. As an MMO guy, somebody that loves all manner of MMOs, it really does feel like that. It feels like a really well-designed, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, but with the twist of really delivering an excellent fantasy of being a monster hunter. It really manages to find the essence of what it might be like to go to an undiscovered land and learn about it and hunt the creatures that live there to survive and thrive by creating new items and armor sets and all kinds of cool stuff. But that central fantasy of tracking a monster, engaging it, learning about it, having a strategy of how to take it down, fighting it, and having the fight evolve and play out over a protracted period of time where you're engaging the monster and having the monster run away and then it, you know, re-engaging it in a new area and using the environment for your advantage and it retreating it to its own lair and you having to retrack it and continue the battle. Other animals, other dinosaurs, other creatures on the island affecting how that plays out in an emergent way. It is all so dynamic and so interesting and so cool and so unlike anything else, really. I mean, there are smaller creatures that you can take down pretty quickly, but these big monsters, these big dinosaur fights are so epic and really take a long time, take a commitment that most games don't ask from you. But it's fun the whole way through, and the kind of unpredictable things that can happen along the way make it a new adventure every time. And you're going to be repeating a lot of these fights. This is a game of grinding to a certain extent, but there is also a really robust narrative story mode that takes many hours to complete and has a lot of twists and turns and new areas and variety in it. I'm really digging this as my first Monster Hunter. I will say the biggest lesson I learned is to not just stick to one weapon. I picked one weapon at the beginning of the game, a melee attack weapon, the dual blades, and I thought I would just stick with that and try to learn it. But when I opened my mind a little more and tried more of the weapons and just went, there's 14 different weapons and they all play very, very differently. Just going through and finding the weapon that actually clicked with me really made the game even more fun. And I encourage you, if you're new to Monster Hunter, to not just stick with the first weapon that sounds good or the one that you read on a forum that is best for beginner players or whatever. Really experiment and find one that fits your playstyle, because there's a whole number of completely different approaches to how you take down monsters. And I'm having so much fun with it. Upgrading those weapons, upgrading my little cat familiar. It's a blast, and it really nails that gameplay loop of getting new stuff, being able to take on bigger challenges, which let you get new stuff, which let you take on bigger challenges. But it mixes in there a liberal amount of exploration along the way, and it really does feel like you were in a strange new land, exploring it and discovering things. There's always something new to find and harvest and investigate and report back to your little explorer scientists that live in the camp. And it does feel like all the time spent picking up clues, finding tracks, and gathering mucus from monsters adds up to something and really gives you benefits in the game. So you really feel like you're compiling knowledge about this land and using it to your advantage. The game looks great. I'm playing on Xbox One X, and that version is currently experiencing issues with multiplayer matchmaking. So I haven't had a chance to even try the coolest part of the game, which is a lot of the MMO-style co-op teaming up with people in the world. But I'll be talking lots more about this game in coming days. It's awesome.